Good evening. With WXPR News, I'm Ken Kroll. An arborvita man has been indicted by a federal grand jury in Madison on natural resources-related charges. An indictment charging 33-year-old Matt Raley alleges a hunt he guided took place on November 23, 2012. The hunt took place on the Upper Mississippi River National Wildlife and Fish Refuge. Raley is owner and operator of Hideaway Hollow Outfitters in Lancaster, Wisconsin. Officials say the indictments charge Raley and two other defendants while guiding a migratory waterfowl hunt with allegedly directing a client to continue to kill ducks after the client had killed his daily bag limit. The indictments allege that in each circumstance, the client was in fact an undercover U.S. Fish and Wildlife agent. And a 52-year-old rural Crandon woman has been charged with 156 counts, six felonies, and the rest misdemeanors. After a raid recently on her property where authorities allege there was mistreatment of animals. Patricia Kirker has been charged after a raid last month involving ASPCA investigators, along with law enforcement, who removed 40 wolf-dog hybrids and sickly horses from her property. Kirker had also been charged in another case with drug-related crimes. Court documents indicate Kirker had one bag of dog food for the 40 canines and little water for them. She appeared in Forest County Court Wednesday morning. She's jailed on a $5,000 cash bond from the drug charges and a $10,000 cash bond on the cruelty to animal charges. The public is invited to a candlelight vigil Friday evening in Rhinelander that will remember the victims of child abuse and to remember a child who died recently here. Tri-County Council on Domestic Violence and Sexual Assault is hosting the vigil. Director Shelley Holmes says the agency already had planned an event for Child Abuse and Prevention Awareness Month, but after the death of 20-month-old Avery Edwards in Newbold and a person facing homicide charges and the child's death, Holmes felt a larger community expression of concern was needed. Holmes says it's also in support of the child's mother, who lives in Virginia. The event is called Save Families and Save Kids, designed for families and kids, and that will still go on, but now with a candlelight vigil.
It gives people a place to come together and feel a part of something bigger than themselves, to mourn the loss of a life, and in this case, a very tragic, innocent little life in our community, and to get some words of comfort, you know, to have a little bit of time for prayer or meditation or whatever is comfortable for people.
Holmes says they will work with law enforcement and the judicial system to bring about justice for Avery Edwards. The event is Friday evening at 7:30 p.m. in the green space next to Triggs in downtown Rhinelander. A link to the Tri-County website is on WXPR.org. A state political convention is coming this weekend to the North Woods. The Libertarian Party of Wisconsin is hosting a convention and liberty retreat this weekend at Treehaven near Tomahawk. Founded in 1971, libertarians strongly oppose any government interference with their personal, family, and business decisions. Philip Anderson ran in last year's U.S. Senate race, and as the interim Wisconsin Party director, he says among the speakers is the party's national leader.
Libertarian National Committee Chair Nick Sarwark is the keynote speaker, but we also have Professor Joseph Daniels, economics professor at Marquette University, and show host, the radio show host Glenn Klein will also be speaking.
Anderson says he thinks libertarians have positioned themselves for the future.
We had a lot of people that joined the Libertarian Party. We uncovered a lot of people that identified as libertarians already but hadn't really been engaged in politics. In particular, because of the two candidates for president that were offered up by Republicans and Democrats, an opportunity to open people's eyes about, you know, what's wrong with government, what's wrong with the two big parties, and we were able to do that relatively successfully and grow our ranks and increase our visibility.
Anderson says the party is being seen more frequently on the ballot.
Not because the ballot access laws have changed, that's the unfortunate part, but because we're getting better organized and people are more willing, you know, wanting to have more choices on the ballot. As I was campaigning for U.S. Senate, there were a lot of people who already identified as Democrats or Republicans, but were happy to sign my petition because they felt that, you know, regardless of how they voted, they wanted more choices for everybody on the ballot.
Anderson says they will be electing new state officers and representatives in the congressional districts. The convention is Friday evening through Sunday at Treehaven. And the Wisconsin Assembly's Health Committee heard mixed views today on a bill to prohibit most abortion coverage in public employee insurance plans. The GOP dropped the measure 3 years ago after strong opposition. Assembly Republican Andre Jake of DePere among those revisiting the issue. He says government should not be paying for abortions. The ban would cover state government plans plus local governments that get coverage from the state's group insurance board. Madison Democrat Chris Taylor says women who get severe complications late in their pregnancies could not get covered. She says public insurance already bans abortions unless doctors find them to be medically necessary. The forecast for tonight: showers, low around 37. Tomorrow, showers in the morning, high near 44. That's the news this time around. Stay tuned next for Northwoods Cafe here on WXPR. I'm Ken Kroll.